Hello and welcome to Thriving Mothers Talk Radio, where busy working women come to thrive. And now, here are your hosts, Susan Geyer and Mary McHenry.
Hi, this is Mary.
And this is Sue.
Well, we're together, so it must be thrive time. We are certified coaches, authors, mompreneurs, and women just like you who are creating thriving lives and families. And we're glad to be connecting with you this week of gratitude and Thanksgiving here in the States. And actually, I think gratitude is a great topic any time of the year.
Yeah. We focus on a little more at this time of the year, but it really does keep us going all year round.
Absolutely. So that's what we're going to talk about today is how to stay in the season and feeling of gratitude and appreciation. And I'm grateful to be connecting with you today, Mary.
Yeah, Sue, I'm grateful to be connecting with you, too. We were talking about cooking before this, too. That was kind of fun.
Yeah. So for those of us in the States, we oftentimes think of tomorrow being Thanksgiving as a time of eating and feasting and community and family. So you're connecting with a very special community of yours, aren't you?
Yeah, I have a wonderful group of friends down in Boulder, which is about 45 minutes for me. And we get together just about every Thanksgiving and just enjoy each other as a community. It's a bunch of people who are really quite extraordinary, very powerful healers and psychotherapists and people who are doing amazing work in the world and writing books. And I just love being with these people. They're so humble, but they're up to such great big things in the world. And so we get together, and we always have a circle first, and usually the host and hostess come up with some kind of question for all of us at the beginning, before the meal. And, yeah, it's really sweet. Like, one year they just asked, where do your people come from? Tell us about your ancestors and your traditions. And everybody just went around and talked a little bit about their families and their heritage. And it was a great way to get to know. It's just so different than having sort of a surface, how are you doing kind of conversation with people. So I really appreciate this part of my community that is willing to ask those kind of questions.
Excellent. And I know that, oftentimes there are people that it's so easy to be appreciative and grateful, and others in this time of stress, and sometimes as the holidays come, or even as the seasons change and they're for us in the States and North America, there's less light, and for those in Australia, you on the opposite end of the world, for us, you're getting more light, so you're headed into your summer season. But even that, just the change, there's just sometimes people just start seeing, again, the focusing on what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And really, we're inviting people to step back and be able to appreciate and be thankful any time of the year.
Mm-hmm. The gratitude is such a powerful thing. I mean, it's such one of those really simple, powerful things. Because I know that even when things are very hard, very dark, very challenging, for me, if I can find one tiny thing to be grateful for, which sometimes just might be a sip of water, depending on how hard things are.
Right.
If I can, in that moment, witness my own gratitude for something, then it really does start to make more space for, to see the light or whatever needs to happen,
I think there is an expansiveness, an openness when you have gratitude. I think that there is an energy unto itself that gratitude brings. It kind of brings that, like you said, a glimpse into what you can use to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
The easy one is, grateful to be alive, because the alternative, obviously, is is not so good. So even being able to start there. And I know many, many people who do gratitude journals as a way to either start their day, end their day. And it really can bring in the energy, and it opens up the space for creating more things to be grateful for and appreciative of. And it really is an inner thing that feeds your being. And again, we talk so much about going from that place of doing. And so we're not even saying to go out and say thank you to everyone, although that's a great thing to do. Thanking yourself or thanking, you know, acknowledging what you're grateful for, it's just an inner fuel, an inner light.
Yeah. Yep. And we can't do any other real, make any real difference in the world if we're not applying it to ourselves.
Yeah. And, you know, when you said that, you know, that just also a thought, just, you know, this is, you know, I'm grateful for that comment because it triggered another thought for me is, when it started to go away, is the thought that by applying that gratitude, you say, you know, we show up and make a difference, that appreciation. So oftentimes people, like, have that to-do list, check, done, check, done, check, done, and without stopping and appreciating even themselves for the work they've done or someone else for their support in the work or the appreciating that a goal got done, you know, almost appreciation is almost a way of celebrating.
Yeah.
That they just move on without, and it feels like the checking off of the checklist is only half of it. Mm-hmm. It gets the task done, and the appreciation, the acknowledgement that we've talked about, the pat on the back, is the other half of it.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a fun thing that I do with myself and with my clients sometimes about their to-do lists, where I have them add at the end, and celebrate to every item. So, you know, make that phone call and celebrate.
Right.
And then only after they've celebrated can they really check it off. And it's sort of a, you know, it's sometimes awkward at first, like, oh, you know, big deal, so I made the phone call. It's like, no, you did it.
Right. Have gratitude for the voice that gave you the ability to do it. Have gratitude for the conversation. Appreciate yourself for taking action.
Yeah, all that.
It's all built in there, and if we can make daily practices of gratitude and appreciation, I think it does. It expands out, expands the energy. And there's a great tool that maybe when we come back from commercial we can talk about. It's kind of a variation on some things we've talked about before. If you get stuck on, you know, how to be grateful, we have a tool that you can use.
Great. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rita Patel of Sasara Incorporated. You may remember me talking about the treasure chest I create last week on the show. The unique, one-of-a-kind, handmade, beautiful chests and boxes to place the items you cherish about yourself. I've just added some new treasure chests and am working on new styles, sizes, and shapes every day. They are so much fun and no two are alike, and I take custom orders too, so whatever you're thinking of, let me know for yourself, for someone else, for a special occasion, or just because. Come on over and check them out at sasara.com. S as in Sam, V as in Victor, A, S as in Sam, A-R-A, sasara.com.
Hi, it's Mary and Sue back with you, and we're talking about gratitude today.
Yeah, and the tool I kind of wanted to talk about is if you get stuck, you know, the question we've always asked, you know, what's working? One of the questions just be is, you know, what am I grateful for right now? And not moving on until, like you said, it could be that sip of water. It could be that the sun shone today. It could be that we had rain so that we're going to have flowers later on. It could be that I have a blanket to sleep under. It could be whatever it is for you. I was able to get things done. It could be your family. It could be bigger things. But just really spending a moment taking a look at what am I grateful for, and then asking yourself, and so why do I appreciate those things? Mm-hmm. I think it takes it deeper, gives you greater meaning, and it really, I like to say, you know, anchors it for you.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple things that come to mind, too, when you're saying that, you know, I've lost a couple of close people here in the last year and a half, my dad and a dear friend the other day, and with the grief that I've been feeling, I've had kind of an amazing insight that when those, you know how those grief kind of comes in a wave, you know, like when you're not expecting it, you see something or you smell something or you hear a piece of music that reminds you of that person, and there's this wave of grief, and I've learned that if I stay with it and not try to push it away or pretend it's not happening, if I just let it in, what is in there underneath the grief is gratitude. Like I'll feel something that will remind me of my dad. I'll feel that sadness. And then when I kind of look at it a little bit, I see, oh, I'm so grateful that my dad used to lean into me when we'd have our picture taken together. You know, I miss it. It's sad to not have it. But really, it's gratitude that I had it at all.
Yeah, and I think that's an important lesson when we lose something, is to be able to look at it and be grateful for what we had.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of in the same place with you. My father's birthday, and my father, as you know, has passed, was this past weekend. Mm. And so that always brings up for me, and oftentimes his, you know, every couple of years his birthday always would fall. In fact, the first several months after he had passed, his birthday fell on the Thanksgiving. So it would always be this time. Thanksgiving always reminds me of not only us celebrating our family and what we're thankful for and grateful for, and also celebrating him and his birthday. Mm-hmm. So, again, being grateful for all the, you know, talents and gifts that he gave me and wisdom, and in the missing of it, being grateful that I have something to miss.
Mm. Yeah. It's a funny thing, isn't it? It's kind of an unexpected little twist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that's the why of that is embedded in there as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the why you miss it, it kind of comes full circle to why you're grateful for it.
Yeah.
I think they feed each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Mary, on this Thanksgiving week and entering into this very special holiday season, what are things you're grateful for?
Well, all the things I just said, too, about the people that I've loved, and I'm really grateful for the people in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that are currently physically here, and the people who have passed through my life, you know, in one way or the other. And I've got some good ones who are already gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really, really grateful for the people and the friendships. And lately I've been making sure that I tend to my friendships.
Mm-hmm.
And so that the people who I care about really know that I'm grateful for them.
Mm.
How about you, Sue? What are you grateful for?
Well, I agree with you in terms of the people that have been in my life and have gone through, lost, you know, a good friend this past summer,
yeah,
as you know, as well as really, really grateful for my kids and my husband. I've done a lot of traveling over the last couple of weeks and now being able to come back. I think I'm grateful for silly time, just being able to play. And that feeling of play. I'm certainly grateful for our fun and collaboration and this opportunity to come together. And one of the things that I'm really looking at is I'm grateful for the opportunity to choose, and I'm becoming much more aware of this as being important to me, to choose who and what I want to play in.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm making some amazing collaborations and really choosing to be with extraordinary people, such as you, and others. You know, and I'm really grateful for the power of motivating, inspiring. And I feel like over the next 12 months, that's going to be a real appreciation for a gift to inspire,
mm-hmm,
and really take that full out. And really be able to change people's lives through our message, through other messages, and through connections. I'm really grateful for the connections I have in my life, mm-hmm. and I'm kind of stepping into some big things over the next year.
Yeah.
And I'm really grateful for those that are around, that have stepped up to support and to play and to help. So there's a lot to be grateful for.
Yeah. You know, I got a great, maybe for a future show, mm-hmm. when you're saying that, what the connection between acknowledging what you're grateful for, having that, you know, that sort of inner strength that comes from being grateful, practicing gratitude, and how that can translate into our confidence in the world.
Mm.
And it sort of, for me, when you were talking, it just reminded me that the gratitude breeds courage,
mm-hmm.
to do what we've come to do.
Yeah. And I think part of that piece is the gratitude and appreciation of knowing what you want to keep in your life, mm-hmm. and being appreciative of something and able to let it go.
Yeah.
So that you can be grateful of an experience, a person, an event, mm-hmm. and not choose to keep it in your life.
Yeah.
Know that it had a time and place. And be okay. And I think that's a huge one, and maybe we'll want to talk about that in the future, mm-hmm. is how to do that.
Yeah, how to really make choices.
How to make choices to take things out of your life. Like we talk about stop spinning plates, sometimes we hold on to things because we don't feel like we give ourselves permission, mm-hmm. to let go of them, because we must not appreciate them or be grateful for a person or a thing or an opportunity, when that is not the case. We can still have appreciation and choose to, cut a relationship with whatever that is.
Mm, great. Great.
Well, I wish you a wonderful day of Thanksgiving, and we will connect again and continue to be grateful for the many blessings and opportunities that we have.
Yeah, you too. Enjoy your family, and to all of you, practice gratitude. Look around and let it in.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm just popped in the thought.
Mm.
Anyone out there that wants to share in kind of like a season of gratitude,
mm.
I think that you always say it doesn't just, end on a certain day or even end on December 31st, but maybe a year. Let's launch off a year of gratitude. Let's launch a year of gratitude on our blog.
Okay.
Here's a thought. Here's a wild thought. So anyone that wants to come to thrivingmothers.wordpress.com, that's correct, Mary, right?
Thrivingmothers.wordpress.com is correct.
Yes, to our Thriving Mothers Cafe, which is our blog. And let's just start popcorning. Like, just start putting up what you're grateful for. And let's have a year of, appreciation and gratitude. And who knows what's going to come out of that.
Mm. Great.
Great. So.
Thanks, Sue.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Thriving Mothers Talk Radio. Thanks so much for listening. You can call us anytime on our listener comment line, 214-615-6505, extension 1877#. That's 214-615-6505, extension 1877#. Or email us at moms@successcirclecoaching.com. That's moms@successcirclecoaching.com. And find our book on amazon.com. Just type in Stop Spinning Plates. Thanks again, and keep thriving.